teni loje tanga rikpa sar sang sang rukre sem sar sang sang rukre
Really? Now you should sing Milarepa's song of the profound definitive meaning sung on the snowy range, because we need to wake up a little bit. So some of you have been resting and are a little sleepy, a little logy. And if you sing a song, then your mind will become very nice and bright,
yeah.
Nice and clear, sharp.
Yeah. Sing a song.
Supreme Guru, I bow down at your feet. The cities of blessings come straight from the dark in east. Samaya's nectar is the most nourishing drink. Your offering of faith has kept me so healthy. This way of gathering merit, it works quite well. For the mind that masters you, emptiness dawns in the content scene. Not even an atom exists. A seer and seen, refined until they're gone. This way of realizing quite well. When meditation is clear light river flow, there is no need to confine it to sessions and breaks. Meditator and object refined until they're gone. This heart bone of meditation, it beats quite well. When you're sure that conduct's work is luminous light, and you're sure that interdependence is emptiness, a doer and deed refined until they're gone. This way of working with conduct, it works quite well. When pious thinking has vanished into space, no phony facades, ain't dharmas nor hopes and fears. A keeper and kept, refined until they're gone. This way of keeping samaya, it works quite well. When you finally discovered your mind, Dharmakaya, and you're really doing yourself and others good, a winner and one singing a song of happiness. The snow fell and sealed me in my retreat. And the darkies gave me all I need. The pure snow water was so delicious. With nobody practicing, practice was glorious. Without ever working, the harvest was perfectly reaped. Without accumulating wealth, the treasure chest was filled. Looking at mind, I see everything. By staying low, I have come to seize the throne. I have reached the highest peak. That's the Guru's kindness to me. Now, sons and daughters, students gathered here, in answer to your faithful service, I sing this song, teaching you the true Dharma. My benefactors, may it fill your hearts with joy. May all your hearts be filled with joy.
Somba tonla me yendo. Now a teta way in Benteba never drubani. Meba nasil drubani, going in your mong joined. Jomalanchin so nangin, Jeba now a misero. May non dale caron kick, may non trotta madrata. Tay in going in your monta, number some of metato, she is of us.
The third point on page 79 is the rationale underlying these traits, explaining why the definition of phenomena is as it is and why pure being is as it is. As the headline explains, this third point presents the logical grounds validating the lack of objective existence of that which nevertheless appears. And the root verse reads, because what does not exist appears, delusion provides the cause for completely afflicted states. Since things like illusory elephants appear, even what does exist does not appear. If either the lack of existence or the appearance were missing, delusion and freedom from delusion, and likewise states afflicted in every respect, and thorough refinement would be unjustified.
Mm-hmm. Namaser. Make in the Namaser. Purpa Nama. Rabriptava. Then Kun in Yomomba. Tamjin Joe Joyente. News a Nama Latine. News a Kemba Jona. News a Kemba Telatin. Pacha Nato. Jumazuru.
All appearances are delusive in the same way as those associated with cataracts, the falling hairs that you see in front of your eyes, because things do not actually exist as they appear, even while they are appearing. This delusion provides the cause for the occurrence of all states which are afflicted in every respect, because it is on the basis of their appearing to be a duality that the dualistic assumption is entertained. And it is on such a basis that the various tendencies are formed. In other words, the confusion of believing that the duality that appears truly exists is the source of all the afflicted states of samsara. So that confusion is the root.
Denban Madropa Mejendo Jumalanjin Jezokam Malamdo Kipatan Pemizan Zamo Zangboda Zamoso Nama Petejendo Chundadajan Tontambar Mejendo Kunzupto Nankin Tender Nan Tender Janama Sharjan Ti Wangi Ti Topje Ne lok, yin lok, hi lok so ye ni yue ba. Ye ni yue ba, dami ni je tong. Kang yin ba teyang. So su che wo la, nama mimpe se ro. So chi la, kang za ka dami da chu chi dami nang mar. Yeah.
Furthermore, these phenomena, which do not exist and yet appear, prevent what does exist from the outset, namely the abiding nature, the freedom from the two forms of self, from appearing to ordinary beings. This could be illustrated by such examples as beautiful women and handsome men in dreams, and things like the forms of illusory elephants, which do not exist apart from the hypnotic influence of an illusionist's materials and charms, but nevertheless appear. So when dualistic appearances manifest for ordinary sentient beings, and they cling to those appearances as being truly existent, that is what prevents what does exist from appearing. What does exist is the two kinds of selflessness, the selflessness of individuals and the emptiness of phenomena.
Chike kheba te tabo, yenba jumtsin te yisena, kowa ta nyande, trupa ta trova, konde ta trurunin te che. Te tabo mayina yendo te da, te par manjurite, tonla meba dang, Ne ton la meba, ne lo la meba tang, me yin de nawa nipo, song do tsoba te tabo, mayin bar, te nile, kano si mina, krubatang, mantrubatang, te yin de kuni nyomon batang, kuni nyomon batang, number sawa, mente te. Sama hi sawa nipo yepar namba kundo mte banjote tonla meba mayin bar tonla ne logla hilogla yepa mayin bar niso nama tar demba tropchen yojen demba tropna tetar tetar zemba te trubam sinje lodo yimba mtela turba tele turnang tele dobe thamebe na nyangin lin deba ham sanju namba koindo mebarin joro
Because it is as just explained, there are logical grounds for asserting samsara and nirvana, delusion and liberation. Otherwise, these would be unjustifiable. And why is that? If there were no such complementary relationship, that is, if either of these two, the lack of objective existence or the appearance of the non-existent were missing, both delusion and freedom from delusion, and likewise states afflicted in every respect as well as their thorough refinement, would be unjustified in every sense. So it's because appearances are appearance and emptiness inseparable that there is both samsara and nirvana, confusion and liberation. And this will now be proven step by step. Because if, on the one hand, there were no lack of objective existence, there were no emptiness, but the duality of perceived and perceiver existed and were verifiably present as it appears, to perceive it in that way could not be justified as delusion or as a distortion, in which case delusion would not be reversible by any means and nirvana would be excluded in every respect.
Tonla mebatar, nelola mebatar, namatayamina, kunzuji namademina, suyang. Kansa suyang, zungzin jin truba jindo, jorma se ba tisena, kuni nyumum ba, yeme banjola, kunyu yimi dunjola. Teme be kunyu yimi dunjona, teme be, tele kuni nyumum ba, tele doba, namzang de sanju hisawayang, me banjordi. Rung ra meba la, jeto meba yeno.
So the point of that paragraph is to say that if there were no emptiness, then people would perceive things just as they actually were, and then there'd be no confusion and there'd be no liberation. And if, on the other hand, the appearance of something which does not really exist, did not manifest, if there were no appearance, it would not be possible for anyone to entertain the delusion of perceived and perceiver, as a result of which there would be no basis for complete affliction, for samsara. Since affliction would not exist, neither would its reversal, designated the process of refinement, just as the non-existent horns of a rabbit cannot be clipped.
Jumsin tisena tonla meba da nang zan do yeba de me nang song do chokba tiser me ji nang tiser meba la yeba zimbe sena truba re zimbe truba la kunyo so se jen Kunyu so se te meba la yeban zimba yebese. Meba la me, ne lo la meba la meba hiba goni, mantrava lanja tobe, nyan nyangilin debaya, sipatin tebayino.
One must therefore conclude that there is a complementary relationship between the lack of existence and the appearance, such that, on the one hand, the delusion of perceiving what does not exist as existing, as well as the related afflictive factors, become possible, and on the other, nirvana is also possible and can be attained through a path on which delusion is eliminated by knowing the non-existent to be non-existent. So why does samsara exist? Because sentient beings look at what does not exist and think that it does exist. They look at what does not exist and think that it does. So therefore there is confusion, there is samsara. But there can also be nirvana because it's possible to know that what does not exist does not exist. And that way, you can cut through confusion and attain the liberation of nirvana. Now, everyone who can read the letters that are written in the land of snows should read these letters together. Fourth is examining both, meaning phenomena and pure being, for sameness and difference. These two are not one and the same, nor do they differ, because between that which exists and that which does not, a distinction exists and yet does not exist.
Korwa dan nyande chudan chuni hi traba nyebo dada gungo chikwa nyedang ngo soso waya mayinde kode nyi chikda tate lende bar di junsin chedar kena chuni rangin ji nambar tabe nyande ne semje rangin Vosa de Shinibune Ne logam, Hiloxo Yeni, Yene, Tambuni, Yobatane chujin korwe chu nisa nawa namne ninan korwan dene nawa tardo cheta nawa tardo ne lokso meba take chepar yebese thani do teni jeng ma yin ba da teni jeng me na jeng hyu chang meba am yang ta war na yang ta param ne lok je wang do se na chuni hi sa wa te ne chujin te da ma dro pa san je chujin rang yin je ma dro pa san je rab do se wa le ye ta de do ma ba ti se na ye pa chuni ye pa chuni da me pa chujin je che pa ne tu te long or se wa san le Don tate batrupe ngoni, junze jang meba junzin teise, tate bang maimbar, rekwar sawa ni don juro. Tade yang maim, kita tade.
These two, known as samsara and nirvana, or phenomena and pure being, are not one and the same in essence, nor do they differ in essence. Phenomena and pure being transcend sameness and difference. How is that to be understood? They are not the same conventionally, because a distinction exists between pure being and the phenomenal world. Pure being, naturally pure nirvana, the true nature of mind, that is luminous clarity, the Buddha nature, is that which exists from the beginning as the abiding nature of reality. The phenomenal world, with its dualistic appearances that make it samsara, is that which does not exist in reality, as appears to be the case. So it seems like duality exists, but it doesn't. Whereas pure being is what exists as the true nature. So they're not the same. And yet, it should be understood that they are not separate for the following reasons. If the one did not exist, its counterpart would not either, because one is the true nature of the other. So they have this connection. They can't exist independently. Strictly speaking, pure being, other than being distinguishable from the phenomenal world as its mere lack of verifiable existence, does not exist separately. And third, the distinction between the existent, pure being, and the non-existent, the phenomenal world, is relative, being a differentiation merely with respect to what is to be adopted and what is to be rejected. Other than that, there is not even the slightest existence of an actual essence constituting these as separate entities. They exist as different only from the perspective of conceptual mind, thinking that one should be realized and the other abandoned. But apart from that, there's no difference in them at all from the perspective of genuine reality. So they're beyond being one, and they're beyond being different.
There, chu jehe dan chunye jehe nile, chun korwa cheta nama tsur, na mena nye tso yinpa tsur, dordu hyutubai. Jeshe
So now, from among the concise explanation of phenomena and pure being, and the extensive explanation of them, we have finished the concise explanation. Now we should sing a song of Milarepa. We need to continually produce clarity and brightness in our minds. And the way to do that is to sing Milarepa's songs. It's very good to sing Milarepa songs right when you first wake up in the morning, when your eyes are still blurry even. If you do that, then you'll wake up very well. First, a short song. I know all appearances are like an illusion. The sickness of clinging to self is gone. Samsara's chains of duality no longer bind me, and I've conquered the capital of unchanging Dharmakaya. Once the Lord of Yogis Milarepa was meditating in an empty cave.
Empty cave, la.
And he was visited by a monkey riding a rabbit.
Rabbit.
This monkey was actually a demon. And the monkey was wearing armor made out of corn husks and carried a very big shield and a bow and arrow, and was going to take an arrow out of his quiver and shoot Milarepa with it. And Milarepa looked up and just laughed at the monkey. And the monkey said, I have come here to scare you. But if you are not frightened, then I will leave. And Milarepa sang the demon a song, expressing how Milarepa was in fact not afraid at all. And then the monkey pledged his fealty to Milarepa and dissolved. Mm. And the song that Milarepa sang is one verse, and you should write it down so that we can sing it together. Mela.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes it's good for you to take notes, to write things down, because that's another way to make your awareness bright. I know all appearances are mind. And I realize mind is Dharmakaya. So, demon, whatever magic tricks you do, they just make this yogi laugh.
Namjo na yikini ne.
I'll sing it once and we can sing it together.
Okay.
I know all appearances are mind, and I realize mind is Dharmakaya. So demon, whatever magic tricks you do, they just make this yogi laugh. I know all appearances are mind, and I realize mind is Dharmakaya. So demon, whatever magic tricks you do, they just make this yogi laugh.
Again.
I know all appearances are mind, and I realize mind is Dharmakaya. So demon, whatever magic tricks you do, they just make this yogi laugh. If you find yourself afraid of a demon, this is a good song to sing. You Westerners are not very frightened of demons, but if you think a little bit all the different ways that Easterners are frightened of them, you might become frightened of them too. Then you'll have an occasion to sing this song. We should now sing the song that the Lord of Yogis Milarepa sang called The Sources of Power. It's in the songbook. On page 106. This is a song that Milarepa sang to a Bunpo adept whose name was Naro Punchung. And he met Naro Punchung at Mount Kailash, and they had a contest for control of Mount Kailash. They had a contest of miracles, and their bet was whoever won would win Mount Kailash for his own tradition. And they performed many miraculous feats, and one after the other, Milarepa always won, until near the end, they had a race to the top of Mount Kailash, and Naro Punchung got on his drum and he flew straight to the top, and Milarepa, just by looking up at him, was able to stop him so that he couldn't go any further. He just kind of went in a holding pattern around the top, and then he fell with his drum together straight to the bottom. And after this contest, finally Naro Punchung admitted that he was beaten, and he asked Milarepa, how can you be so powerful? What are the sources of your miraculous power? And In reply, Milarepa sang him this song. So sing it. There's a whole lot of power in my view, free from extremes beyond concepts. There's a whole lot of power right here in the heart of what's been pure from the very start. There's a whole lot of power in my meditation, undistracted and reference-free. A whole lot of power is what I find in the great clear light, the great clear light. There's a whole lot of power when I act, because whatever happens, I'm relaxed. There's a whole lot of power flowing easily when actions are natural, relaxed, and free. There's a whole lot of power in the result of pure reality recognizing itself. There's a whole lot of power in the fruit of this great variety being naturally free. There's a whole lot of power in my samaya. I precisely followed the Lama's commands. There's a whole lot of power because nothing is wrong. No vows have been broken, no harm has been done. There's a whole lot of power in my practice, because whatever happens, I adapt to it. There's a whole lot of power, because in the end, all appearances are my friends. I say all appearances are my friends.
Tene tabatsarte tadalonde imbeseno tanda kolo parpetaba tantembare. Gombatsarte vesal kebiseno kolo somba tantembare.
The power of the view comes from the view that is free from extremes, that is beyond concept. And therefore, it is in harmony with the explanation of the second turning of the wheel of Dharma. The power of meditation is the power of luminous clarity, the great clear light. And therefore, this description is in harmony with the third turning of the wheel.
Tene malare pe tsarje jumsen de zo ya bo ha go go ngor mangbo tango yang mangbo tango.
If you would like your practice of Dharma to make you powerful, to give you some positive result, then you should read this song, sing this song by Milarepa, and see what the sources of power are. Today we finished the brief explanation of distinguishing phenomena and pure being, and so tomorrow we'll start the extensive explanation. So we won't do any more from the text today, so if you have any questions, please ask.
Yeah.
The song that we've sung several times. Excuse me. Can you tell me what's meant by the dualities becoming refined until they're gone? What's meant by refined?
Gangor ngaden zamo la taja taje zangne zong segedo. Te zangne zong gidan dakara.
Tabe tokso zangbo ji song se kanishin nam taza taze linde taza taze len debe jin chen je ta 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 zur zang bo song song taza dan taze ni yo na de ni nin zen je ta wa yin be sen na ta zur zang bo ma se taza taze len debe sen na de ni ta be ta ta be ta zur de ya bo chong song re
na sa
de se na ta ban ta to la taza taze len de ge bo re
de ni taza taze torne ta Refined until they're gone means that first, there, for example, a seer and seen exist, but then you lose them, like they disappear. You're liberated from believing in them. And when that happens, then your way of realizing view works quite well, because you realize the view that is beyond there being anything to look at and anyone looking. As long as you still have some object to look at and someone looking, you don't have the excellent view yet. But when you transcend duality, then you have the excellent view.
Zongzhen len de ba, juza juzi len de be, chunyi ngun sum do togwa la tente, taza tazi tor se jidu ngune, denba tributoria yomare, taza tazi je nan, nambar toba te, tene rangha randore, randore to juru se jidu.
When you realize the true nature of mind, pure being that has the four characteristics that we learned this morning, it is beyond perceived, perceiver, an object of expression, and a means of expressing it. When you realize this pure being, then something to look at and someone looking, in the case of the first verse, are refined until they're gone. But that's also just a conventional expression, because they never really existed in the first place. So there's no refining of them either. So you can understand it as meaning that thoughts of there being something to look at and someone looking are understood, are realized to be self-arisen and self-liberated. It's like that.
Yeah. Isn't it? Bye. Yeah.
I'm saying, given that all phenomena are empty, is there any danger in enjoying samsara if there's no apparent attachment?
Chutamche tomba yinbe gyumsen la tene, jenba mena tene duyun longchu la nyeka kang yorebe.
Duyun longchu te, duyun longchu ba te, denbar shenba me na, mala ngon shiba ndrawu nyamnyo yo na, te nyeba me bare. Ngon ma shiba ndrawu nyamnyo yo na, nyeba yo bare.
If you don't have any attachment to the sense pleasures as being truly existent, then there's no danger in your enjoying them. It's like enjoying sense pleasures in a dream when you know you're dreaming. If you do have attachment to them as being truly existent, then it's like enjoying them in a dream when you don't know you're dreaming, and there is some danger in that. If you think about what conduct is like in a dream when you don't know you're dreaming, and what conduct is like in a dream when you know you're dreaming, then you'll understand. It's like that.
Tama.
In the back.
If our activity in the world of samsara is the activity of making illusory objects, then what?
I don't quite understand.
If we are the makers, if we are the producers of the objects, which are in fact appearance emptiness, then, I mean, the Milarepa keeps saying, I do not know the moment of my death, and that's the reason he eschews worldly pleasures. If we are practicing Dharma or following Dharma, and yet our activity, our work, is the making of an object of art or an object which exists squarely in the world of duality, then what?
So when you're talking about making illusory objects, you mean as a profession, your work is to create like art. And then how do you practice the Dharma as some in that type of line of work?
In a sense, is it a rationalization to say the creation of this beauty is to promote Dharma? Or to create an awareness of Dharma? Is that a rationalization of the activity, or can we accept that?
Milarepa de chiwa mangepe gimsen latene.
Chiwa.
Chiwa. Chiwa. Kong katushigire. Tenmendo. Tene de latene jitengi lega pangso. Chutrupso. Ini yang merangi lega remote dripa davo yena. Tene ninangi chue mambo zogio.
Oh yeah.
Tene trulpe chue mambo zogio. Tene de la de chue pelwe chetu zo.
Tene yoda yoya. Yore. Tambo te semji yore. Ni remote te remote le trevala tena maumbala simjinje tonla pember sa pember zo insana ya simji dende bare ya bare che dende.
It's not a rationalization. There's definitely a way to make your work Dharma practice, starting with your motivation. Your motivation can be bodhicitta. And so before you paint anything or you make any art, you can pray that whatever it is that you make will be of benefit to sentient beings. That based on your making this, you will be able to attain enlightenment for the benefit of sentient beings. You quoted Milarepa singing about not knowing when he was going to die, and so therefore abandoning worldly activity. And we need to understand that Milarepa sang songs like that, which come under the category of songs about impermanence. And these songs about impermanence are, the purpose of them is to help us reverse our attachment to things as being permanent. But they are not descriptions of the true nature of reality, because in reality there's no impermanence either. Impermanence does not truly exist.
Tambo mataba gomte samte tanzen do chu tanzen do te chu nyamne se tenen thatok mataba le mataba ya madrobe se na mataba madrobe ne lo to go do mataba le de go do.
First one gives rise to thoughts about impermanence in order to help one abandon clinging to permanence and to develop some inspiration for the practice of the Dharma. But after that, we have to see that impermanence doesn't truly exist either. We have to transcend the concept of impermanence as well.
Jeba le jeba nebar dagin tamjen che chekyam do chebe na chemi droble yi chi lo le ni chi chhe da re chong ba so te tenda de nebar ကွန်ဇော့တော်ရန်တကြီးတမ်းချင်းကြီးကြီးတောက်ပါစင်းနေတင်းနေရမှာတယ်ကြည့်ချက်မတွန်းချေပဲနာချမေဒရော့လေးရှိရေးချီကိုတွန်းတမ်းပါရရန်တပါနေလို့လားချက်ပါမှာတော့ပါလေတဲ့ချမေချမေချမမဲပဲနေလို့ဒရော့ပါလာရေးချီကိုကတော့တဲ့ချရန်ရေးချီကတော့ချက်ပါမဲပါလေးရေးချီကတော့ဆုံးပါလေတဲ့ချက်ပါမဲပါတဲ့ခေါ်လို့ပါပါတာဒုစနော Hirap Nimbole, Gahimi, Gahi Seba Badoyamido Somari, Gahi Yantaba Mabesena, Gahi Seba Yomari, Cheba Nam Dotsare, Cheba Nam Dotsan to Yichi, Cheba Me, Cheba Nam Dotsan to Tote, Cheba Mabale Yichi Doja. They eat in the upper.
Milarepa sang one song to Rechungpa called The Eight Kinds of Confidence. And the eighth kind of confidence that he describes to Rechungpa, he does so in this way. You and all other sentient beings will definitely die, for not a single one does death leave behind. You need confidence through practice. You can become immortal. Rechungpa, do you have this certainty? The first part of this verse is about relative appearance. And from the perspective of relative appearance, everybody dies. Nobody escapes that. But then the second part is from the perspective of the true nature of this relative appearance, in which Milarepa sings, do you have confidence through practice, you can become immortal? So how can we, through practice, become immortal? By realizing that there's no such thing as death. That death does not truly exist. That's the genuine nature of reality. Impermanence, death, don't exist either. The Buddha taught this very clearly in the second turning of the Wheel of Dharma, in the Heart of Wisdom Sutra, for example, when he taught there is no aging and death, and there is no ending of aging and death. Since aging and death don't exist in the first place, there's no ending of aging and death either. So he sings to Rechungpa, do you have confidence that death doesn't truly exist? You need to have this kind of confidence. Do you have this kind of certainty?
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, death is just like death in a dream. It's just a mere appearance that does not exist in genuine reality. The Buddha taught that there is no aging and no death. Aging, to take that one, doesn't truly exist. It's just a dependently arisen mere appearance. Take me for an example. I'm 70 years old. I'm an old man. But I have no idea when I became old. I never had the experience of becoming old. I'm old, but I don't know how it happened. Because getting old doesn't truly exist. That's why you don't experience it.
If I really were old,
if old truly existed, I would know how it happened. It's not like you just one day become old. Getting old is something that has to happen instant by instant. But if it really did happen, I would know how. I would have experienced it. But I didn't.
Mahumbali Hiva Kapsoya, Maranguni Kandesi Hesong Hakumar, This and the name Madhubari. Tenda Madhubari.
I have no idea how I was born. I don't know how I got old. And in the future, when I die, I won't know how that will happen either. Therefore, birth, aging, and death don't actually happen. Because you don't experience them. First, you have no idea how you're born. Then, you have no idea how you get old. And in the end, you have no idea how you die.
Yeah.
These are all proof that this life does not truly exist. All we can do is infer that we were born. We can infer that we have gotten old and that we can infer death, but you never experience it directly. That's why death is just a mere appearance. We need to gain confidence, certainty in that, that death does not truly exist. Death is like a dream. If we cling to it as being truly existent, that is confusion. Getting old is like a dream. If we cling to that as being truly existent, that is confusion. Death is like a dream. If we cling to it as being real, that is confusion. Mm-hmm. Getting old is like a dream. If we cling to it as being real, that is confusion.
Dani Malan Tavala, Demerkin and Turbine. They meet Donna Lamjijo.
Friends and enemies are like dreams. If we cling to them as being real, that is confusion. If we know they are not real, that is the supreme path. Friends and enemies are like a dream. If we cling to them as being real, that is confusion. If we know they are not real, that is the path supreme. In this way, we see that thoughts are the remedies for thoughts. Thoughts themselves are thoughts' remedies. It's like that.
When to tell you, yeah.
This morning, if I understood right, you said that the deluded mind is dependent on conceptualization, on assumptions made through concept. So is the newborn baby who doesn't yet have received concepts able to experience pure being more than, say, we are?
Trulpa namjo la tene kegido. Dendabo yina tene kema takpe pugu.
Trulpa namjo la sigmare. Trulpa marek palte.
Vasa.
Trulpa marek palte ne chigre. Marek pa ye me batsa wa me pare. Tisena yimi tada je jole son danda son sena trulpa yama dobre. Trulja yama dobre. Mareba kaba doha kum dongat.
Tene
Maripe gyula tene kema tape pugu gi chunyi nyonge mendo morangi jiwa tere.
Oh yeah tere. Tene chunyi nyonge mendo.
Chunyi de jesu de la len sapo do morangi samna pugu kema tape pugu la namto me. Oh yeah. De la tene chunyi nyonge duge.
No mendo te jesu yongare tanda namto me ba tanje chunyi dogwa mare.
Simply to be without thoughts is not the same as non-conceptual original wisdom. In fact, your question is answered precisely later on in the text with different examples of non-conceptuality, like the example of a newborn baby or an animal, and different examples that are examples of being without thoughts but not having wisdom. The reason for that is that, in fact, the cause of confusion is not concepts. The cause of confusion is ignorance. But ignorance itself has no base and no root. Ignorance doesn't come from anywhere. And so therefore confusion doesn't have a base or a root either. Since confusion's cause of ignorance does not truly exist, confusion doesn't truly exist.
Namdo me ba tsanya chunyi toba mayinte te ina tene sipa jima tabe chunyi tokwar tarba chunyi pese. Namdo
Simply to be without thoughts is not the same as realizing non-conceptual wisdom. If it were, the absurd consequence would be that babies, as soon as they were born, would have direct realization of original wisdom. And it's also the case that merely stopping thoughts, the mere cessation of thoughts, is not the same as experiencing original wisdom, because if it was, then the absurd consequence would be that when you fainted or when you got totally drunk, then you would be experiencing wisdom.
Tene namdo tambo ne namdo mebe rangi ina ya toni toba mare nambar mato bi hi mare te ina mekso wambo nga zoso zota tero rizala tambo ne namdo yo mare tene toni toba nambar mato bi hi yemba tarwe chung yipsa.
And also simply to be free of thoughts from the beginning is not the same as experiencing original wisdom, because if it was, then your material sense faculties and their objects would all be experiencing original wisdom. They've never thought anything, but it doesn't mean that they realize wisdom, because although they have no thoughts, they also have no realization.
Tony Topa Mari, number Motobi, he and Mari, they know the name Malare Peloma, Repas Hanje Jap, Hene Gonde, Shabu Dunla Namdongas Hore. They tene Tony Topata, number Motoba, Jonayan Tony Topa Mari, number Motobi, he won the Chopa Mari.
In the same way, simply to stop your thoughts in meditation is not the same as experiencing original wisdom, because you can do that through shamatha practice, but you don't have any realization. Like Milarepa's student, the shepherd boy, he went into such a deep state of shamatha that he didn't know what was happening for a whole week. He just stayed in this very deep shamatha, but he had no realization of emptiness. He had no wisdom.
Then Rawa te lai kene tokpo se kere, tene sanje tope jono mare.
That's called thick shamatha. It's not a cause of attaining enlightenment.
Ananga namdo zoge me samna te karre. Tenya ta da namdo sarpo yere. Nga namdo zoge me samna namdo sarpo yebe sena te toni to baya mare nambar mato bi hiye mare.
What if you think, I'm not going to think? What is that? That's a thought. It's a very clear thought. Therefore, it's not original wisdom because there's no realization of the true nature of reality. It's like that.
Yeah.
Semgi neluk ursal ke langna de trupa marebe. Semgi neluk trudra yena de trupa gidunda karere.
De semgi neluk trudra yin bichetur ten kolopar bichetur. Hirabji jena trupa kanya mani bitundar. Semgi neluk ursal yin bate kolosum bichetur, drupso nichetur. Semgi neluk dene. Semje ne loka ngando ramab don joishi na sar sangi, tang sangi, sartong hangi wa nyamnyo yungre. Te semje ne loka sangin batare. Semje ne loka ngonsum to to na papa sikre, papa satapra. Papa, mama tang papa sikre.
The explanation that the true nature of mind is beyond concept is from the perspective of the second turning of the wheel of Dharma. The third turning of the wheel of Dharma explains it differently, because the second turning is an explanation from the perspective of refutation, of refuting what the true nature of mind is not. But the third turning is an explanation that's a positive explanation, explaining what the true nature of mind is. And so then it is described as being luminous clarity, because when you know how to just settle in to the true nature of mind, to relax within the true nature of mind, you have an experience of luminosity. You have an experience of great clarity that is at the same time open and spacious. And so it is an experience of clarity and emptiness, undifferentiable. Because that's a description of the experience. Doesn't mean you're clinging to that when you're having the experience. It's a description of the experience. That's the difference. Did Zinba, Dendavo Lamna, did Zin Zhenba Mayimbe Gimsen Karre? Zhenbe Kyun Mepe Gimsen Karre?
The Hembechu Yoba, the Hembechu Meba Niungri. The Tatula Raleigh. Tatula Mesela Raleigh.
It could be that it is evidence of clinging, or it could be that it isn't. It depends on how you look at the true nature of mind. The Buddha explained in one line in the sutras, mind does not exist. Mind's nature is luminosity. So the first is just to identify the mind, relative thinking mind. Second is to say that when you examine these thoughts, you don't find anything.
Third is to say that the true nature of these thoughts is luminous clarity. From the perspective of the mind being totally free from any stain, from any shadow, from any obscuration, then it's called luminous, called bright, clear light, luminous clarity. But those names don't exist in the true nature of mind itself, because the true nature of mind is, from its own perspective, inexpressible and inconceivable. So our thoughts don't understand how the object that is named and the name given to the object are different. They're different. But when we think, the function of thoughts is to confuse the object and the name to be the same. It's like when you eat a piece of candy and then you call that experience sweet. But the word sweet doesn't exist in the experience itself. It's just a name that's given to the experience. And our thoughts might confuse them to be the same, but they're not. We give our bad experiences the name suffering. We give our good experiences the name happiness. But in the experience itself, there's no name. If we didn't give any name, then we would just sit there stupid. We couldn't express anything. We couldn't know anything. So we give experiences and phenomena names with our concepts, and then by investigating these slowly, we can get to the true nature. Since the true nature of mind transcends name and expression, you can give it as many names as you want. You can just keep going. There's no end. Because there's no name that exists in its nature itself. Therefore, you can call it as many things as you want. Tilopa sang, Keho, this self-aware original wisdom is beyond the path of speech. It is inconceivable. It can only be known by your own experience.
This is a tiny, tiny, major, mata, no?
In this way, we see that if we don't give the true nature of reality names, the true nature of reality is not going to give itself a name. And so then we're stuck. We'd never know what it is. But at the same time, we can see that these names are just conceptual imputations. It's like that. There was another question in the back.
Yeah. Another question.
Danzagi da mepa, tangchugi da mepa, ngatso nangi nyamyong la kande jagogido hakogiyo. Yinayang chila jarya kale kabore sambayo. Karesena pena gadi tangna, dene chigi nangwa denba druba davo chupa chegogido. Dene mangche wa dendavore. Denba menayang, denba drupa davo zogogido.
Oh yeah.
Dene chugi dame koate chigi chuyula kande jagogido.
Si chuyula jarna, si chuyula tanyita jarna chutamje kanzak da mare, chuchi da mare dame nik, kanzak da meba da chuchi da meba nikare. Then it to join Dame Benghi ten degree, Nihi young young the Tembare, so she will come on some the gold homer. Oh, Chutam de Kanzaka, Dame Bao, Chuja Dame Bao, Marayan Kanzaka Dam, the Madaba, Chuja da, the Madaba, O son, Yanni and the Samne, Nihi Tembare. Then in Yamina Jana, then it's Haja Chembo, Sim Janello. Chuchi dame jen tartoba saja chenpo re saja chenpo tata jen namdong jen ola chirji te lo je lo ne leka jako te yabore
as ordinary individuals we can't yet have direct realization of emptiness of selflessness or emptiness. So we need to keep reminding of ourselves of it again and again, to remind ourselves that the self that appears as me does not truly exist. There is no actual self. That phenomena are of the nature of emptiness. To gain certainty that that's true and to remember it again and again. And in terms of practice, then the ultimate emptiness of phenomena is the true nature of mind, that is Mahamudra. And so whatever thought arises, again and again, look at the nature of that thought directly and let go and relax. And then you can do that when you're driving a car, you can do that doing whatever work it is that you do.
Then you hear up the part of the Sembanyamnijan Zutra terrorize now and the Nandong Yer Mepa, Malan Jumatawa, Yangni and the Tingover.
Tene de la de Chupa Chepe Capsu, Tendavo Jena, Nyakamendo.
Nyakamendo Yabodo Jumatawa.
Masa. In terms of Prajnaparamita conduct, then you would remember again and again that all the forms, sounds, smells, tastes and tactile sensations you perceive are appearance emptiness, like illusions and like dreams. And if you do that when you're performing conduct that you describe in the world, there's no danger. Because you can, while working, know that your experience of working is like a dream or like an illusion, but also there is dreamlike danger and illusory danger
coming from what you do or don't do. If you drive in a dream and you don't know you're dreaming, then if you don't drive well, then there's danger. If you know you're dreaming, there's no danger.
Is
that okay?
Think so. Yeah, yeah, depa.
When you're trying to rest the mind, there's a tendency to try to rest the mind. There's a tendency to effort. There's one of the words that you can hear. So, there's an instruction to help cut through that tendency to put effort in resting effortlessly.
The question is, there's a tendency when trying to rest the mind to make an effort, sometimes coarse, sometimes subtle. What is the instruction on how to rest the mind in an effortless way? Sem gi neluk la rangwap tu shape kapsu betsol tangiyo. Tsamtsam betsol rakpa, tsamtsam trawa. Yinayang betsol mepe tap sungronang.
Betsol mepe tap kagala meyore, soje dosikito. Cherje tena, semna cherje tena tavare. Cherje tete.
Look directly at the true nature of mind and let go and relax. There's no other instruction than that. There's no other instruction for how to be effortless than simply that instruction. Look directly at the nature of mind and you don't see anything. Within this absence of seeing anything, let go and relax. You could say, look at the true nature of mind that is clarity and emptiness undifferentiable, and with that, within that, let go and relax. Indian Mahasiddha Nyima Bepa sang, look at your body. It was never born. Look at mind, simplicity, reality, non-duality, leaving thinking mind far behind. So I don't know anything.
Then it did not jam my hip at the jam mantombare, jam mantomba, jam my maybury, jam mantomba, maybe gondo, then it lo deliverino. Lolo, the bear, madame.
Within that, not knowing anything, just let go and relax.
Relax.
To not know anything means to not see anything. To not see anything means to not have any reference point. And within that absence of reference point, just be relaxed. Don't be tight. Just be relaxed.
Lula tebe jewame, sevla tebe trudantra, nimi dunde lulende.
Look at your body. It was never born. Look at mine simplicity. Reality, non-duality. Leaving thinking mind far behind. So I don't know anything. I don't know anything. May we live long and be free of illness. Enjoy freedom, great resources, and happiness. Next life may we meet in the pure realm. May we always practice Dharma and benefit beings.
So namdaya dhamje
zipanyi. Tomnen yebe dranam pamjene kega nache bala trupai sipe tole druwa druwa shu
nendere nye
mor delek sendele nye me honyan delek shing nyen sen tatu delepa kuncho sunje taji shu.
Ya, nang tong juma na ke tang ya. Na su kang ba teng go go ya. Kang ba mambo de ya du. Kang ba ya. Yang hang go.
We should sing the song called All These Forms. That's in the songbook on page 85, because we need to stretch our legs a little bit. So it's good to stretch your legs when you sing a song. All these forms, appearance, emptiness, like a rainbow with its shining glow, in the reaches of appearance, emptiness, just let go.
Awareness, emptiness, where we are.
Buddhism.
Now, wouldn't it be good to make aspiration prayers for all sentient beings with whom we have both good and bad connections?
Yeah. And
all you sentient.